Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Welcome to episode 425 of Fourth of John. This is Gale Saunders here with Mr. Primo, a.k.a. Prime, in the building. And shout out to Tim Kincaid. Tonight we're talking about Eagle superlatives. Eagle superlatives. I think if you're used to yearbook superlatives in high school, whether you got class clown, I don't know, the most smartest, this is what we're trying to get to heading into, some of the practices, some of the season, because you're looking at some of these OTA updates, and I'm just being real with y'all. Some of these updates are not real updates. Like Kenny Pickett, you know how many times I've gotten DMs from Eagle fans saying, "Hey man, what's your take on Kenny Pickett outplaying Jalen Hurts?" I'm like, come on, man. If I see another video, Steeler. Vlogs have picked that up. I'm like, come on, man. It's not even. I mean, I know you got to make some content. So we're gonna make some fun content today. Okay, so we're gonna make some fun content with your help in the chat. We'd love you to give your opinions and takes. So Prime, I mean, how are you feeling today?
Well, I mean, you can't be surprised at the fact that you got people coming and saying that, you know, he's gonna be better than Jalen. He's doing better than Jalen. OTAs is going smoother for him rather than Jalen. Like, Kenny Pickett coming in here, you know, was pretty much like already a big hype in certain circumstances. The big word that you used today, man, superlatives, like that's the first time I'm even hearing this word, bro. Like real talk, you know what I mean? And then I even had to look it up, like, you know what I mean? Surpassing others, okay.
I'm ahead of the curve, bro.
I see that, you know what I mean? Okay, so you just threw a big word out there and I already started off the show with, like, mind-boggling, like, bam, okay, all right. I'm not surprised, people are going in that direction, and we got to expect it. That's only the beginning. When we really get deep into these OTAs, when we really get deep into these training camp and everything, that's going to be pretty much in every position. This person looks better than that person looks better than this person. So, I mean, like, this isn't nothing new to us. But look, man, we're another week closer to getting things started. Ready to see all the pieces of the puzzle get put into the right spots and bring this thing and put it complete and get to work. So I'm excited. We'll see who falls into these special categories you came up with.
It's gonna be interesting. What's up, Tim?
What's going on, man? Ew, how was your long weekend? Was it great?
Weekend was had some family over. I'm getting used to this yard work stuff. I used to see Prime do stuff in his backyard, and like, I'm like, yeah, what is that like? But now that, you know, I'm doing homeowner stuff, is a next level. So I did some of that. Did a whole bunch of customing. Weekend was good.
Nice. So Primo, how was your weekend?
It went smooth, man. It's pretty much the same thing. Yeah, you know, continuing my tradition, doing yard work Memorial Day weekend. It's just like I spent time to be able to catch on these little projects, getting some projects done up in here in the house. So I went and I painted. I painted the walls all over again, waited for the kids to get a little bit older so they could keep their dirty ass hands off my walls. So now I just took advantage, repainted everything. And of course, the first thing that my son comes and does and puts his handprints on the goddamn walls. But, you know.
That's, shout out to my nephew, Lucky, man.
Yeah, man, that's the life, you know what I mean? Lucky was about to catch a right and a left, but you know what I mean? I decided to just go ahead and relax. Nah, but got to do a little barbecue yesterday. Put the back, did the yard, you know, like Gail mentioned, you know what I mean? Something I'm always doing and stuff. But yeah, did the yard, did a little barbecue, and you know what I mean? Spent a day with the family, so it went well. How about you? Yo.
It was good, man. Did the same thing. Happy Memorial Day, and thank you for your service, all those guys and ladies out there. Appreciate it. Did the same thing you guys did. I went in the backyard and got to work. Gail inspired me to do it because he went outside. Him and his significant other went outside and started doing something that made me. I said, "Damn, let me go outside and move these rocks." So I did it, but yes, to answer your question, you know, I'm looking forward. You know, I'm looking forward to for this team because there was something that you said a couple of pods ago. You said Saquon talent around him like this, and then I'm gonna just nitpick from what he said last week in his press conference. He basically said, "It's crazy. I'm in the building. I turn around. There's Devontae Smith." I look over there, look over to my right or my left, there's AJ Brown, and then boom, who comes in? Squad master with big ass thighs. Jalen Hurts. He's never been around some talent like this before. So, man, I'm excited, bro. I can't wait, man. I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be a crazy ride. I feel like I'm trying to put it in cruise control right now for my emotions. Every time I see Saquon, I try not to be like, this offense is going to be crazy ass explosive. I don't try to, when I'm in New York City in front of my coworkers, I don't try to boast too much or my chest is out a little bit every time they're like, I got that, we got Saquon every time I see those Giant fans in the building. But I think everybody knows what we have on paper, but obviously it's what we're going to do as a unit. I say we, because the fan base and the team are a moving unit. We're out here traveling with the team. So it's a package deal. So, but again, if you guys are just tuning in, we're doing Eagle superlatives. Now, again, if you don't know what superlative is, it's basically, you know, I don't know if you remember in high school when, you know, you either got class clown or you got most, likely to talk in class. This is what we're talking about. Eagles superlatives. I think we'll start off with a bang. You want to get seriously, or you want to start off negatively, or you want to go most positively?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Either way we go, I mean, we're going to work our way in there. So, I mean, I think whatever the rest of you decide to go, we'll be fine.
I'm going to very much enjoy this conversation. Okay. All right. We'll start with the positive, right? Let's talk about the positives. There's some players last year that went through some issues, whether it be injuries, you know, if they, you know, were out of shape or if they were just not the player we thought they might have been last year. So who's going to be your comeback player for the Eagles this year?
You asking me first or Tim?
No, you go first.
Okay. I'm gonna, there's two people that I had in mind, but I'm gonna go, you know what I mean, with the one that I'm riding the wave again, because, you know what I mean, it's my favorite position on the team, and that's the linebacker position, N'Kobe Dean, man. N'Kobe Dean pretty much falls into like three categories that you actually brought up, but I'm gonna go ahead and use him on this one. Comeback player, I think he's gonna go ahead and prove to the doubters. You know what I mean? To guys like ourselves that, you know, have been kind of like downgrading him on his play and him staying healthy. He's going to pretty much feed off of that and come back this year and do his thing. And, you know, I'm really excited. I seen him at the Eagles Autism Challenge. He looks like he's got good spirits and, you know, he's ready to go to work. So, yeah, I think I'm going to go with N'Kobe on this one.
How do you look? He's still rebounding right now. He's not fully healthy yet, which is okay. I'm going positive here, but with the comeback player, but I'll say N'Kobe, Because there's no other way for him to come back. But if I'm going to be different, I say comeback player. I'll go Nolan Smith. Because I felt like he
took mine.
He's had like a, I'm not gonna say a, it's been an up and down situation. So I will go Nolan Smith. I think he's gonna get more reps, more opportunities, and I think I'm being positive with this one. I'm gonna go Nolan Smith.
Okay. So I'm gonna go totally different. I think the comeback player is gonna be on the Eagles is gonna be Jay Hurts. Jalen Hurts. I think he's going to come with vengeance. He's been hearing people disrespecting his name. I mean, he just bought another tagline. I don't know if I think it's like no more one or something like that. You know him and his little metaphors and everything he's got going on. I think Jalen Hurts is going to be that guy because I don't know if you've seen AJ Brown. I mean, dude is just cut. He's ripped.
Jacked up.
So I think he's going to be number one. Hurts is going to be like, okay, I'm going to give him a ball. Devontae is just that, you know, he's just going to be in and out of the mix. Devontae doesn't care. He just wants to win. He just wants to win a championship. That's all he cares about. And then you got Saquon in the back with that offensive line. I just think Jalen's going to have that comeback year, man. I really do.
So if you're saying comeback player, that means to me that you think his year last year was disappointing to you?
I wouldn't say it was disappointing. What I will say though, the turnovers. Okay. It was you know, those were kind of big. There's a little bit of the behavior on the sideline, not talking to anybody and learning from the mistakes. I think he's gonna become a better leader even more incoming this year because of the weapons and everything we have around him, and the way that everybody's press conference, everybody talks about the culture, how everybody is happy to be around each other. It feels like a bigger family. And I feel like, if you guys haven't seen the little episode with, I think it was Smith, the rookie, when he kind of had the video in the locker room and Jalen didn't want to let go of that little cologne he had going on. He's starting to show a little bit of his personality. Even, shout out to the Eagles for putting my question out there for the cleats. Thank you. It's showing his personality. I think he's starting to understand is you're more than just the face, man. You mean something to this organization, the city, the fans. You mean so much more, man.
And I think he gets it. So with that being said, I like the fact that you said Jalen Hurts. I'm going to come out and tell you, Gail, yes, I feel like last year was a disappointing year. Yes, he took a couple steps back because, you know what I mean, what was the one thing that I feared? When these guys get that big contract, it kind of takes over, you know what I mean, their play. It takes over their attitude. It takes over the way they look at things. But the thing is like you mentioned a lot, so I'm not going to really stay on top of this topic. We can move on to the next category. But you already pinpointed that. He recognized his own problem. He identified it, and he knows he needs to fix it. And he started it off already, point blank, that week prior to the signing that me and Gail attended. He clearly came out and he said, I'm trying to go ahead and get back into that phase where, you know what I mean, I'm giving back. I'm being more open with the crowd. And it seemed like he was going to go ahead and take that step last year when me and Gail attended the open interview that he had with certain fans, but then it was just like, okay, that was the only positive thing we saw from him that year, and then it went downhill after that. This year, I think it's going to be a whole lot different. He already did the signing, he already showed up at the women's festival, so you know what I mean. And then like you said, I saw the Smith video too, you know what I mean, he's got like a different attitude, being a little bit more open, more, you know what I mean, laid back, having fun with his team. So, yeah, I think it's something that he realized and he's working on. So, I mean, at the end of the day, he can only work on it, you know, himself. So we'll see how it goes.
Now, talking about the that event where he was signing, it was reported that he said that it starts with him. So he wants to change the culture. He knows exactly what's been said, what's transpired, and him being present and being out there with the community, that's what he's trying to do. So again, Everyone's trying to get better this offseason. But moving right along to the next superlative, you know, we started with comeback player. We're gonna go with negative. We're gonna go negative. We're gonna go with most likely to disappoint. I'm just saying most likely to disappoint. This could be a coach. This could be a player. This could be the fan base. This is you could go any which way with this one. So most likely to disappoint next season.
This is a tough one, man. Because I'm really not trying to go down that negative road. But if there's somebody that shit, bro.
Yeah, go ahead, Primo.
Yeah, I'm really trying. I don't know, man.
All right, I'll go. I'll go.
Yeah, you go, think. Bro. You go.
I'll go. he said, nah. I hate to say it, man. Nick Sirianni.
Ooh.
Are you the coach? Are you this CEO? You know, are you is the front office making the decisions for you? And you're just riding the coattails. Are you going? And I don't know if I want you near this offense. You didn't show me what you can do. I hope he doesn't disappoint us as the fan base. Hope he gets better. But yeah, man, I'm about to say Nick Sirianni because that was poor management, the team, everything. I don't know. Maybe he might have been, you know, Big Dom. Not being on the sideline, I think that really left an imprint. And being on the sidelines, his behavior on the sidelines, cussing out players, talking to players, like these are grown men are getting paid millions and millions of dollars. So you're going to have to be a coach, but you got to separate yourself from, you know what I'm saying, from man to man, coach to team. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I have to say, man, I hope he's not going to be the disappointing, but I have to go there.
Ooh, all right. I mean, to each his own. Primo, who's most likely this at this point?
I'm still not ready, bro.
You got that one?
I'm still not ready because, I mean, Sirianni was a good one. I mean, but I wasn't even trying to really attack that one. But player-wise, like, if there's somebody in position. It could be anything. But, I mean, I can't pick Kellen or Fangio because, you know what I mean? Like, Fangio, you know what I mean? Because – they're coming in, they're going to go ahead and change the atmosphere than what it was from last year. Sirianni definitely could fall into that category because, you know what I mean, it was disappointing with him just as well with the play calling, with the decision making, with the attitudes, with the reactions. It just felt like there wasn't a lot of enough aggression. But if anything, shit, man, damn. All right.
You're putting your
action. No, you're not. Yo, you are at the happy, happy joy moment right now. It's okay to be an asshole.
Man, I really don't mean no witch and call it, man, but if there's anybody I'm really worried about is Slay. Real talk. I can't hold it in, bro. I'm worried about Slay. I'm worried about him falling back. I'm worried about him getting a little bit Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just some of the plays that he did last year. I just feel like, you know what I mean, put me in the bathroom. You know what I mean? You asked the question. You told me to go ahead and say it with my chest. I'm just hoping, you know what I mean, his decision making and being a little bit more aggressive this year. You know what I mean? Because look, man, we're only a couple of days away from making a move. You know, so yeah, I don't know, bro. I think I'm worried about slight real talk.
Man, he just messed up. He just messed up the Ben.
I know, man. Listen, this is why I didn't want to touch the subject.
Hey, you can choose Keely Ringo. You could choose anybody. Okay. I'm gonna go most likely this point. And I don't like to be negative, Nancy. But we're just having fun, bro. I'm trying to think. Most likely to disappoint because this is the type of shit you can look up when the season starts.
Come on, Gale.
Yeah, you put him in the spotlight.
No, I mean, look, I am hoping and praying.
They're right. There goes my banana pudding.
That Johnny Wilson becomes someone. But I feel like I'm looking for him to like prove me wrong. And this is from a positive standpoint. I just think he has to show and prove. And again, shout out to all the rooks that signed my helmet the last week. But I had to throw something out there. I had to throw something out there.
Oh, shit. Man, come on. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to say it, but I don't mean it to hurt you. I just want to motivate you.
He's going to force me to say it in my chest, and he's going to go Johnny Wilson. That's what
I've seen a lot of people out here that are like giving him this role already. And I'm like, okay, yo, he's not an AJ Brown. Just like they just talk about the size, or whatever. I'm like,
if we doing that, bro, I'm going with the equipment manager. Okay, I'm going with the equipment manager. Not putting in the right cleats for the right game.
Hey, that's the wrong gloves. You know what I mean? That's my opinion. You had your opinion.
Yeah, I could see Gail right now when she comes to the tailgate with the banana pudding. Who was that said about that? Hey, Gail gonna be the first one.
That dude. There goes the banana pudding. This guy. Shout out to people in the building. Darren G says his most likely disappoint. He says I'm going to go with Cam Jurgens, not because of anything he does, but just because we haven't been spoiled by having Kelce anchoring the line for so long. And I just think there will be growing pains with Cam.
Okay, I can see that one. Mm. I'll give you another one. Tyler Steed. I hope that this position that he has right now at right guard is for him not to lose. So he can be another one.
West Philly says N'Kobe Dean gets her again.
Damn. Negative. All right, we got to change this subject. This is.
This is early. We playing around.
We got the negative one out the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having fun with it, man. Like again,
this is. Tim Perkins ain't lying, bro. Like y'all literally pushed me out the plane without.
Practice. I'm just saying you don't want to go first. So I say yeah, you ain't getting no banana pudding.
Gail pushed me and Kincaid done cut the cord, so I can't.
No. I threw a parachute out after you fell out.
I mean, I'm saying. Let's go with our next one. Moving down the list, I'm going to say most likely to lead the team in sacks next year. And a great picture of Tom Brady sacking Tom Brady getting sacked by Brandon Graham. Yours truly.
I'm going to have to go with the guy that just changed his number from 94 to 19. Actually, this is the third time he's changed his number. I'm about to go with our guy Sweaty. Sweat. Really? I think he's going to lead the team in sacks. That number 19 is going to look tough on him. I seen like a new, like a little promo. I'll send it to you. It looks pretty dope. No. It looks pretty dope.
Not feeling it.
Yeah.
You said Tim saying Josh Sweat most likely lead the team in sacks. What say you, Prime?
I'm with Sarge, man. I think Huff is going to be a surprise, bro. I think the most attention is going to be on everybody else, and that's going to open it up for Huff. I mean, bro, we ain't signed him for no reason. We didn't give him the contract for no reason. There's something obviously out there about this dude. But yeah, I think I see him probably leading the team in sacks.
I'm a piggyback off that. I do think Huff with a bigger role down here, he's gonna have every opportunity to be that dude. I mean, go watch his tape. He's pretty feisty. Look at him against our own players last year. He terrorized us when we lost to the Jets. Still not a great moment. I'm not feeling that night. You can't put
bro.
That's a Golden Tate looking ass photo.
Golden Tate. What was my man that? What was the umbrella wearing dude?
People are also saying that one.
But
A man that rocked 19 on our squad last time.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of number 19s, this one will shock you because I don't think you guys are ready for or remember this number 19 in your heart, in our hearts. Shout out to Paul Turner, who rocked 19 very well. We're going to go with Paul Turner Award. Now, if you're an Eagle fan, we're a podcast that is primarily for crazy diehards. If you love that crazy Eagle fan that loves everything about the Eagles, analytically, everything, culture. If you don't know who Paul Turner is, this is surprising you. You might have to question at what level of diehard you're at, because Paul Turner was a beast of a player in camp.
In the preseason.
Some people were called people wearing his jersey. So if you don't know Paul Turner, then I'm going to question your diehard fan.
They were selling his jersey?
No, they were wearing his
jersey. Wearing his jersey.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
They were showing Paul Turner love.
So the Paul Turner Award goes to the most to the player who is a dark horse, who exemplifies amazing skill set, flash plays, but is not going to really be anything on this roster. That makes sense. It's tough. Hey, we have a
In that case, I'm gonna go with your guy Wilson. Okay, I'm gonna go with Wilson. Wilson is gonna go ahead and definitely shine in the preseason, and you know get his little stardom going. But then it comes to an end, and it's a wrap. You know what I mean? And then he can walk off into the sunlight with a Paul Turner Award, and go find some luck somewhere else.
I think he's gonna get medical redshirted. They're gonna put some meat on them bones, get some muscle on them, and then he'll be they're gonna be saying he's the second coming of Megatron. Oh man, this one's hard, bro. Because like I kind of want to put Will Shipley there because I feel like people are gonna give Will Shipley mad love, and then they're gonna be like, nah, Kenny Gainwell is still the guy here. He's still like, no, he's the backup behind Saquon.
Kenny Gainwell is the man behind Saquon. Okay, Will Shipley, I think the dude's gonna go ahead and make a statement just like Kenny did when he was in that position. Real talk. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think it's just gonna fall into the right place for him. But you know, what I mean, I'm not questioning Kenny Gainwell. He's hungry and he wants to prove that he's that.
But we're talking about because the Paul Turner Award is like, oh, we love you. And in the season start, damn, what happened to him?
Well, that's what I feel about, you know what I mean?
Paul Turner Award.
I kind of wanted to stop you at the Eagles Autism Challenge. My bad, bro. I didn't cut you off. I wanted to stop you at the Eagles Autism Challenge when you were approaching him to get the helmet signed. Like, I wanted to smack the mark out of your hand. Like, no, leave that signature off the helmet. But you went and got it anyway. So I hope I'm wrong.
Hold on, let me get it.
Because when he does it, oh, man, that just done killed that helmet. I'm just saying, it killed that helmet.
Smack it out of your
I
head.
Wanted to smack it. Okay, I wanted to be like my man off of The Best Man when he was like, when the girl was like, can I see your phone? And he was like, you mean this phone? And then he took it right out of his hand. Yeah, I wanted to do that.
Spike that, Joel.
So it's funny that Johnny signed it with the number 14, not 89. Mm-hmm. See, he signed it number 14. That was his college number. But shout out to Quinyon and shout out to Cooper. I wanted them to sign the wings, but they're smart enough. They've been coached not to sign these wings. But my Paul Turner Award will probably go to that's a tough one, man.
It is.
It when you start thinking about Paul Turner, it's got to be an offensive player.
It can't be a defensive player. It can't. It has to be a skill position. an offense. It has to be.
I actually didn't think this one through, actually. Just see my brain work. Oh, yeah. I saw that. Austin Watkins Jr. Again.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
He was on we had him on a Talk to Prospect. This is years ago. So, obviously, we think very highly of his skill set. If you watch the Browns, he had a great camp for the Browns last season. He had a great game against us last season. I said us because for the fans, we're there. We show up. We pay a lot of money for dumb practices, for dumb anything. So I say us. I'll go Austin Watkins Jr. Anthony says John Ross for the Paul Turner Award.
That's actually a good one.
It's not a bad one. Because we're talking about camp, we're talking about practice. You know, this is what we're talking about. Darren G says dark horse, that will be the splash, but not amount to anything. The tight end Albert O. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Anthony says he saw us on the Anais.
Y'all did make it.
Maybe because I remember he was filming.
I gotta check it out. He said he was gonna go ahead and put us on his YouTube page.
He posted it today.
Okay.
I was watching it.
Now, Pete Nathan says, what about a Travis Fulgham Award?
It's pretty much the same award, bro.
Yeah, I was saying like,
it's pretty much the same award, bro.
No, that's not true. Because Travis Fulgham had like three stretches of games where he went off.
It could be a stretch of games where a player goes off for six games and you'll never hear of them again.
Ever again. Jumping off the planet.
Bro,
jumping off the planet.
Travis Fulgham came out of nowhere and got guys like Tim buying Travis Fulgham jerseys.
I did not buy it. My wife surprised me with it. So I opened it up. I opened up. I swear. I opened up. I said, Oh, thanks.
Babe, that's the story I'm going to tell. That's the story we're going to stick to.
Oh, man. Let's see. Mob 843 said Paul Turner had one of the best preseason players of all time.
Wasn't it like a punt return and a kick return, and then he caught the ball? Like, yeah. It was wild.
Yeah.
We're
going to move right along because we got 19 of these jumps. But we got through most of them. We got through a quarter of them. This one is something we talked about on this podcast a lot is medicals. It's kind of a negative one, but we're throwing it in there. A shout out to Hollywood Hearn, not with us today. But we came out with an award for the Hollywood Hearn Medical Award goes to the most injured player on the Eagles next year.
Damn it. This one's jacked up.
Yeah.
This one's messed up.
Hey, we are a positive podcast out here, but we are having a little fun today. And shout out to this is Evan Heard, known for asking players about their medicals without their prior consent. So this goes to the most injured player next season.
I'm about to go with the chat with Avante Maddox, bro. Like, it's always hurt.
I didn't even have to look at the chat. I knew the chat would not.
You did. You did. The first word of the category was already like Avante.
Nicobe.
See, Todd in the chat says, I don't even want to answer this. Either I'm, you know, again, because you speak things into existence sometimes. I don't want to say, but I'm not going to say it. Oh, David. Shout out to David. He says John Ross, hamstring soft tissue damage due to crunchy beer.
Damn.
Shout out to Jordan. He says Maddox. It's a lot of Maddox in the chat. So I think that you guys took the words right out of my mouth. Everyone agree moving forward?
Sir.
Okay. That was a good one, man. That was a good one. I think we all collectively got together.
Because nobody wanted to say it.
We're going to go positive here. This is defensive MVP next season for the Birds. defensive MVP for the Birds next season.
This is going to shock you. This is going to shock you. Big Play Slay is going to have MVP season for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Putting his back on.
That man putting, wants to put it.
Putting his back. Bro, defensive MVP. I think I think our defensive MVP is going to be Jalen Carter.
I can see that.
Jalen Carter. Sorry for me smacking my lips. That one fan who said they can't stand it. My bad. I always forget, but I do think about you often. I do. I do. This is it. Awesome. Defensive MVP. What do you got, Tim? We got a
seat. I already said it.
Who'd you say?
I said Slay.
Slay? Primo, who you got?
I was going to go with CJGJ.
Oh, okay.
Nice one.
The quarterback is back in the secondary. I think, you know what I mean? You guys remember what he did when he was last time in the green jersey. And, you know what I mean? He's coming back to pretty much get what's rightfully his. And that's that, you know what I mean, at quarterback spot in the secondary, man. And, he's hungry. He's going to work. I'm ready to see the trash talk come.
We got Chase with a Jalen Carter. We got Bob from Down Under with a Carter. We have David with a Carter. P. Wapple. P. says Baby Rhino Carter. Mob 843 says Jalen Carter. Anthony goes with White. And then Daniel goes with Chauncey Gardner Johnson. There's a couple of Chaunceys in there as well. Darren also says Chauncey. I like that. That was positive. The juices are flying off the with positivity. I'm going since we're on defense, let's talk about turnover machine. Player on the Eagles that is most likely to be a turnover machine. I'll start this one. Chauncey Gardner Johnson. That man can pick some passes off. I like what he does. I like what he brings to the table. I'm going with Chauncey with this one. Who's your turnover machine?
I actually like Chauncey in this one as well. Again,
that would be different. I don't know. Turnover machine. Damn, that's a hard one. I was gonna say Chauncey, but you took it. I'm gonna give a linebacker some love, yo. I'm gonna go with White. I'm gonna go with some forced fumbles, punching the ball out, and an interception.
David Pertner goes to John. Pert goes Slay, turnover machine. Peasy says Sig. P goes Quinion. I like it. Peasy with the CJ and Anthony with the CJ. Primo, you said, who'd you say, Primo?
I said Chauncey as well.
Okay, we got the CD in here as a lock. Very nice, very nice. Let's go. We're moving up. I think we're moving right along nicely. Let's go with the offensive MVP for the Eagles next year. So I'm speaking in existence now. I'll start again, get this out of the way. Jalen Hurts, offensive MVP. I think he's going to write that ship nicely. It's gonna be amazing. We're gonna be walking on Broad Street. Okay, all right. I was dreaming for a second. Go ahead.
He looks he right there. He looked like a proud father, especially with that polo on.
I got the coach's shirt on today.
Yeah, you got the coach's shirt on.
I'm going with my boy, man. I'm going with Smitty, man. I think Smitty gonna go ahead and
offensive.
Yeah, yeah, I think Smitty definitely going to go ahead and kill it this year, man. Especially the way he ended it last season in that playoff game, going 110%, something that he does every Sunday. He's hungry. New contract or no contract, whatever, he's all about coming in here and playing the game. And, you know what I mean, he's a new dad, so I think he's got, you know, quite a bit, you know what I mean, of that positive in him to go ahead and go out there and shine.
He's got the deep. Is there such a thing? People say there's a mom glow when you have a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's got dad glow.
Do it for the young seed. I guess I'm going to split with mine. I'm gonna go with
you can't split.
Hey, hey, I got to show love to my guy, man. I got to show love to my guy, AJ Brown.
Say
AJ Brown. I said comeback was gonna be Jay Hurts. So I got the both of them.
That doesn't make sense.
I was like, that makes sense. There's the quarterback to the wide receiver.
No Cole Ward, there's just one guy. I'm putting everyone in a box today. If I had to choose Johnny Wilson as a most likely disappointment, when I really, I'm a positive guy, but I had to force myself to do something and be evil.
That was not evil. You were trying to motivate.
Yeah, I was not. You made me be the evil guy. What are you talking about?
He's the evil guy.
Yeah, because that's not me. I like to be positive here and think positively. I'm telling you, I'll tell you if you're fucking up. I'll tell you. I will tell you. Hebrid says Saquon or Smitty. He's with his co MVP. I see what you've started. David goes with Saquon offensive MVP next year. Very interesting. 2020 had to chime in about. He said Paul Turner stuck around the NFL for a while. Should have been the Rashid Bailey Trophy. Remember him? I do. He thought he was on the roster. Broke his heart. Interesting. We're moving right along. We're knocking these out the bag here. We're gonna go with a positive one. Get the yak. If you don't know what yak, it's yards after catch. Get the yak. This offensive is lacking the yak. It's not the other kind of yak. It's yak. Okay. So who's gonna get that yak? It's most likely a player who's going to get yards after contact, yards after catches. It's a guy that's going to get yards.
I'm going with my boy Dallas Goedert, man. I think Dallas Goedert is going to go ahead and lead the team in yaks and shit. He's definitely he's a beast when it comes to catching that ball and then just trying to go ahead and get that extra yardage. So, yeah, I think he's going to go ahead and stay with that rhythm and shine this year with that.
Oh,
I'm going with Saquon. Saquon's going to be catching the ball out of that backfield. And, and he's a running back, so he's going to be getting that ball is going to be headed in his belly. And he gonna hit somebody stiff arm, take it like 90 yards, bro. He's good for that at least twice a game. So definitely Saquon.
Let's see. I could say, AJ Brown is good for the yak. He's a dude that he moves chains, but I think he can get that yak. But if you're gonna yards after contact, it will definitely be Saquon. However way you want to look at it. We're having fun with it, We're not too serious about any of these answers, except for can't have two answers, like Tim said. We're gonna go with the special teams demon. Who's going to be that special teams demon for the Eagles this year? This could be anybody. There's a lot of guys that play special teams, but there's always usually one guy who stands out from the rest, who becomes a difference maker. I know Pete Nathan just texted me. He said that is Britton Covey. Okay.
All right. Isaiah Rodgers for me.
Oh.
Isaiah Rodgers.
That's a good one. Sir. That is a good one. That is a good one.
He's going to be that special teams demon.
Mm-hmm. We're getting Cooper DeJean. Cooper DeJean, 2020 chimes in. He says Rodgers. He likes that. David goes with a Britton Covey. Anthony Isaiah Rodgers. Primo, who do you have?
I'm going to go with Hunt, man. I think Hunt's going to be a special team demon.
Oh, nice. Okay. Special team demon. PZ says AJ
Brown. Brown down.
You must be behind.
He might be late. Yeah,
he might be. He must be.
Shout out to Perkin, Tim Perkins, a.k.a. Perk. He goes to John. I think that's not a bad one. I think special teams demon can be a gunner. It could be a returner. It could be – I think he's got – I also say I think Shipley has a good shot to be a returner next year. if everyone doesn't realize, he did lead his squad in returning 3 years in a row at Clemson. Okay?
It'll be interesting.
Just putting that out there. This one is my favorite one. The got that dog in him. This goes out to a player on the Eagle squad that exemplifies that mean streak, that attitude, that kind of player that you need on the roster. So when other opposing teams, aka the 49ers, come on your field, you make sure they're not owning the field. You could call this the Jason Peters Award as well, because he had that dog in him. Got that dog in him. So who got that dog in him, Prime? Who got that dog in him?
I'm gonna go with Devin White on this one, bro. I think Devin White definitely got that dog in him. Again, I keep on reiterating and going back to his days in Tampa Bay. The man was all over the field, and that's what I need him to do here. I need him to bring that same energy he had there. And I think he has it. I think he has it in him because, you know, I mean, this is a big year to prove that he still has a lot left in the tank. And, yeah, man, you know, he's a leader, and he's going to show that. So, yeah, he's that dog.
Mm. Tim, what you got?
I'm going to have to go with Baby Rhino, man. I'm going to have to go with that guy Carter. It's funny. You know when somebody, like, they're shy? They get nervous, they just smile a lot, and they talk. And, like, just the way he seemed in his press conference to talk about Vic Fangio, he's smiling a lot. And he let people know, yo, I'm here. I'm him. I'm that dog. So I got to go with Carter. No pun intended,
Georgia Bulldog.
Yep.
I think Carter is – I just think he does have the dog in him. But I think if I'm going to have to put somebody in the mix – for that award, I think he was the guy that was missing last season. I'm gonna go with Chauncey or CJ or whatever you want to say. I just feel like, rapping name? Huh?
What's his rapping name?
I don't know. He should not rap anymore. But this is, I'll put this meme out when it needs to be. But when I say you got that dog in him, the Joker got that dog in him. The Joker will. The Joker is wild. And I feel like that's what you need.
Right.
The wild card in the deck. Like, you never know what I'm talking about when you talk about it, got that dog in them award, is when the Eagles were in the Super Bowl and they needed a play. And Pacheco, who was running around like a bouncing ball.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All over the place. When TJ lit him up, that's what I'm talking about. You remember that in Super Bowl?
Yep.
I guess it didn't really affect your life the way it did mine. did that exemplify what a dog is?
It didn't get the reaction he wanted.
I can tell.
I was trying to forget about that game. You know what I mean? I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah. That game hurt me. That's why.
It's like if you said Carter, remember when Jalen Carter threw what's his name? Matt for the Rams.
Oh, Stafford. Yeah, Stafford. Yeah.
When he threw Matt Stafford and Stafford looked at him like, Who threw me that far? Like,
yeah.
Like, it was a violent sack.
That was intense. Yes. That was definitely something to be excited about. All right.
Prime, who'd you say?
I said Devin White.
You said White.
Devin White. I'm trying to think of a play. But all right, I'll take
them. You know what?
I'm thinking the Super Bowl. Devin White played in. He played his ass off that game.
He played, yo, bro. He's the reason why they won.
That was a winning game.
Exactly. I will say this though. Sidney Brown got the dog in him too.
Oh gosh. 2020 says underrated dog Quinyon. Okay.
I can see that.
Pup in training. He got that dog in too.
He does. He does.
At the Senior Bowl, when he started calling out players, like again, you're from Toledo, right? You see well known wide receivers that you know who they are. He was like calling them out by their helmet. He's like, you, Georgia, you, Florida, you next, you come here, Michigan, you.
Michigan, come here.
I'm from Toledo. I'm going to lock your ass up. That's some dog in him. So 2020, you might be right. Anthony talks about the play where CJ or the Niners pregame. He said, no way CJ lets that happen.
Nah.
Do the Eagles play CJ's rap song?
I hope not.
Never.
Yeah, I hope. No.
Not allowed.
Go ahead, bro. Go do your thing. I know you want to battle Antonio Brown now. Go do your thing, B.
Yo, Antonio Brown is wild right now. Like he's definitely a wild card, and he's got. He don't have the dog in him anymore.
No.
That dude's got the crazy. Darren G says. CJ did light up Pacheco Gale, but let's be real, it wasn't like B-Doc lighting up Crumpler. I'll be honest. I mean, speaking of B-Doc, while we're here, there's an event coming up this weekend, Sunday. Brian Dawkins is having an event. If you guys are out there wanting to be part of this event, it's the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact. The soiree is on June 2nd from 6 to 10. It's a chance to mingle with the celebrities and learn about the amazing work that the foundation is doing. If you want to meet Kelsey, if you want to talk to Brian Westbrook, if you want to talk to B. Dawkins about what he's got going on, it's a great event. I'm telling you, it changed my life. I'll be honest. It was dope because, I mean, there's a lot of questions you got to have to ask. You want the questions answered. This is a great opportunity. Get them answered. Go to a silent auction. There's a lot of items that are going to be there for auction, and it's your best opportunity to wear a suit and tie and look fly. I don't like wearing suits.
Are you'll be suited and booted?
I'll wear a suit for this event. That's how dope the event is.
Suit? What shoes? Got wear
sneaker shoes because you know I don't be wearing no. Prime look like you wear Gators.
I do have my Gators, bro. I hate on my Gators.
Do you?
Don't hate on my Gators.
He's a Puerto Rican poppy. Come on.
See, that's why I'm taking all y'all asses to HR, man.
Prime got them white. He got Prime.
I ain't got white ones. I got a pair of green.
Prime gators. Look like you got them white.
I got green gators and brown gators.
And he got it with the matching hat. He got the matching hat with the
handkerchief in there. Listen, man, we can go. Let's go.
Prime look like you got it. Prime wear like a blue suit with
my dad used to dress up like he was Tony Montana every goddamn weekend. Open chest with the with the Mr. T collection. Come on,
yeah, the chains, yeah, the chains,
he had the chains and everything, bro. Like, yo,
Prime got the Puerto Rican flag on the back of his shoes.
Gotta represent, man. Right, you gotta represent.
Oh man, but shout out to Brian Dawkins. It's a great event. If you guys are there June 2nd, I know Anthony, he's flying up. He walked with us 2 weeks ago. He's flying up for this event. So it's gonna be a great time, great opportunity. But make sure you join the event. Check out Brian Dawkins' website. You'll find all the information and the link for the ticket as well. While we're at it, let's keep on moving. We're moving right along. We're going to go with Chain Mover. Who in the Eagles offense, it probably won't be Lane Johnson, but who's going to be that chain mover for the Eagles next season? This offense should be explosive, if I'm being honest. This offense should be explosive. So who's going to be that chain mover for the Philadelphia Eagles next year?
I'm gonna stick to the same person that was pretty much the chain mover for us last year, and that was AJ Brown, man. You know, he finds a way to get open on those third down conversions, or you know, I mean, when we need it the most. I think that's still him. I think he's still the man for that. So yeah, it's gonna be AJ for now.
Prime just like a pimp. I'm about to go with Saquon.
David says, you need gators and wingtips, suited and booted. Gail needs to step that fashion game up, bro. let's see. Prime, who's your chain mover?
AJ Brown.
I'm going to go AJ. I want to say, usually my chain mover is going to be AJ Brown, but I think Saquon Barkley is a guy that's going to, in the fourth quarter, he's gonna get those extra yards that we need to close some of these games out. So I'm gonna say, I'm gonna agree with David and Mr. Meza, and shout out to Anthony. He's also a Saquon guy. Darren G says Smitty. Todd says Dallas. Talking about Dallas. Ooh, Perk says Hunter Renfro. He's not here yet, but that price. That price might have went up. Might be too steep for the Eagles. Let's see. David says, Cam Jurgens? Can he be a chain mover? Can he be a chain mover?
Yeah. I mean, you got to do the push.
Bob says, Will Shipley?
HR.
Yeah, we didn't read that part. Mark says it's the whole team. Daniel says Barkley. I don't think Hurts throws more than 25 to 30 passes a game. Now that we have Barkley, and he'll get at least a quarter of those passes. I'd agree. I think it's going to be different. This whole experiment is just this whole show is an experiment for the mind. I think this is the opportunity to think about the roster in different ways than just saying some dumb shit about OTAs and and making up stuff. So this is a great way to think about the roster. I'm going to go to the next subject here. I'll go team MVP. This will be like the player that not only doesn't have the offensive, defensive. This is the team MVP. This is the guy, the motivator. This is the guy that is the lifeblood of the Philadelphia Eagles. Who would be that team MVP?
Oh man, this is a tough one because I think I've put Jalen in several categories, but thinking outside the box. I'm sorry, what I was talking about. Team MVP, I would have to go with. Man, this is going to be a tough one. Damn, I was going to say his name, but I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. I guess, are we talking about like leadership and like.
Most valuable player, man.
Damn. I got to go Jay. I got to go Jalen Hurts.
Okay, an easy one. Primo, who you got?
I'm going to go with Smitty on this one as well, man.
Outside the box.
Yeah.
Smitty, team MVP.
Yeah, man. I think Smitty's definitely going to have a banging ass year. I'm looking forward to seeing that boy play, man. He's got that hunger in him. So, yeah.
Devon with the outside of the box thinking, I like. He said, I honestly see Devin White stepping up and being the voice of the defense. I like that. Philly Eagle 56 says team MVP is Melada. If you watch one of those recent videos, him breaking down the unit, I kind of teared up in a little way, thinking about his journey, thinking about who he's learned from, thinking about raised by Stoutland, guided throughout his career by Jason Kelsey, and now here he is leading the way as a leader. I mean, guy out here making albums with Jason Kelsey.
American Dream, bro.
Did you guys get this album yet? Shout out to my brother. My brother found this at the record store.
Nice.
And I'm like, bro, I don't even have a turntable.
You got player? You got now you got to go get one.
It's my brother. I got my brother, who's got probably 10,000 records in my pops group. So if I need to play it, but you need to get this just to have it. Just to have
Hell yeah.
That was interesting, Jordan Mulata. I'm gonna go team MVP. I'll go Jalen Hurts. That was easy.
See, all right. So I was thinking about going Lane Johnson.
Oh,
I was thinking about going Lane Johnson, but then you said something like
lifeblood.
Yeah.
So I think it all runs through Jalen, man. Like if Jalen is off, the team's off.
Same thing with Lane though. We don't have Lane. I don't know what it is. We can't function right. You know, Lane.
I like Darren's thinking. He says team MVP question. Howie, because we know he ain't done cooking yet, and he has done his best to give us everything we need to get the job done. I like these outside the box answers. I do. We got one from Devin White from Devin. We got a Howie Roseman from Darren G. And Mark Bird from Oregon chiming in with him, which is Jalen Hurts. Moving right along, we got the. I think we're closing out too, man. We're starting to close out. We got rookie of the year. I'm gonna start off Quinyon Mitchell, rookie of the year. You heard it here first.
We already knew you was gonna pick that.
What you got, Brian?
Of course you will go Quinyon. But you know, I mean, I'm gonna tag along with you, man. I think Quinyon Mitchell's definitely gonna have a rookie year. He's gonna be a beast, like you said. He's got that dog in him. He showed that at the Senior Bowl and bringing that mentality into the league and being the underdog, you know, coming from the underdog college. Yeah, I think that's going to play a factor as well. So, yeah, he's definitely going to be the one to step up.
Oh, Perk comes with the Anaya Smith. Mark says Quinyon Saunders. That's my son, guy.
It's his son.
Tim, who you got?
And you know, I'm going with Johnny, bro. I'm going with Cooper DeJean. Just to see his versatility. I want to see where they can play him and play where he's gonna be playing at. And I think he's gonna be a highlight reel, man. He's gonna make a lot of spark plays.
Shout out to everyone watching who's a little bit behind but is still answering. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys. Moving right along, we have the most likely to lead the team in touchdowns. So we're gonna talk about. We know Jalen will lead the team in passing touchdowns, but reception touchdowns. This will be the answer where you get to answer two guys. So leading the team in reception touchdowns and then rushing touchdowns. Oh, I'd have to say I think I'm gonna say. This is tough because does Jalen lead the team in rushing touchdowns? I think yes. Barkley gets more touchdowns this year.
Huh. So you're saying Barkley and AJ?
I'm gonna go Barkley in this year, outside the box. Reception touchdowns. Could it be Smitty this year?
I'm going Smitty, man. Don't be taking my guy. That's my guy.
You know he was going to play Smitty. Huh?
Most likely to lead the team in reception touchdowns and rushing touchdowns. Tim, what do you got?
I got Jalen with the rushing and then reception. I don't think it's going to be a surprise. I think Dallas Goedert.
Oh,
I'm going to go with Dallas Goedert. I think Dallas Goedert is going to be the red zone threat. Just due to the fact that we got pick your poison now. And Dallas is going to be wide open in the middle.
Ooh, we're getting a lot of – Mark Bird says Barkley leads his team in rushing touchdowns. Todd goes with Jalen. 2020 goes most rushing will be Hurts. Anthony goes Saquon. 2020 says Spinny not physical enough in the red zone. But – when this team is scoring points from all over the field, I'm going outside the box because I was going to go AJ Brown, but I made up my mind today.
Where are you going?
I already said. I said Smitty.
All right. Oh, okay.
And I said Saquon.
You just took Primos.
That's all right. That's cool.
I said it first. Cool.
He said I said it first.
Not like I had a choice, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's my opinion.
Saquon.
It's my opinion.
I thought he was going to go a different route with that.
Yeah, I thought me too. Me too.
I did want to say AJ. I do think because it's funny because team people look at this team and they think our receiving group, and we all, as much as we yap about wide receiver three, you almost forget that there is no wide receiver two on this team, because I think Smitty is
both studs, man.
A stud, man.
A1, B1.
Stud. I think we're down to the last one. Last one. We're gonna go with. Oh, we got two. Two got two left.
Oh, okay.
This is the most interesting player in the world. You could say the Dos Equis Award, but the most interesting player in the world on this team. I think when you think about, there's so many guys on this team right now. There's two roster spots open. So we got 88 guys on this Eagle squad. Most interesting player on this team. I'll go with Primo first. At least I know Primo's in deep thought. He wasn't ready for me. But who's your most interesting player on the Eagle squad right now? He's going to say a linebacker.
Nah, I think I'm going to go with Jordan Mulata on this one. I'm going to go with Jordan.
That's a good one.
He's definitely interesting. You know, I mean, he's looking to take that leadership role, and I just love when a man speaks, because sometimes you can understand what he's saying and sometimes you can't. But no matter what, you're still gonna get that rah-rah from us, because that's Jordan Mulata, you know what I'm saying? So he could call me a dumb motherfucker in this whole conversation and I'd be like, yeah. So it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? That's Jordan Mulata, but yeah. I think he definitely falls in that category.
Anthony with the outside advice, he said Mekhi Becton. Interesting. Todd is with you. Todd agrees that Prime. He says that Jordan Mulata is the most interesting player on this team. Perk goes with Isaiah Rodgers. Coming from his situation, I feel like he went through some shit. That's interesting.
And he's been the buzz with camp. He's been the talk of camp. Right now, at the moment, the most interesting person right now, I'm gonna say James Bradberry. We don't know what is going to happen on him.
That's interesting.
It's interesting because, are they going to keep him? Do they want to take that pay cut? That's
the most interesting one for the
summer. Is that interesting?
Exactly. Now? That's the most. Like, it's the most interesting one because
that's the most boring.
No, hold on. Hold on. Okay, so he can go ahead. That's my opinion.
That's my opinion.
It's my opinion. I'm talking about, like, right now, James Bradberry. I want to see what's going to be the situation they're going to do with him. But as when the season right now, Quinyon Mitchell.
That's the most interesting player.
He is, because I just want to see. Because everybody keeps on saying that we got one. That's what everybody keeps on saying. I've seen it with my old eyes in Senior Bowl. But I want to see it grass, cleats, going against the top wide receivers in the league. He's the most interesting one. I think he's going to ball out, period.
If I put it you this way, most interesting as what player on this roster – are you most interested in talking to? Like, you want to, like, learn more about them?
Quinyon. I want to learn more about Quinyon.
But you said you left with Bradberry, bro.
I'm talking about the situation. My bad. I've been putting two together. My fault.
This guy came over.
A guy put outside the box.
Hey, James, man. How do you live your life as 30-year-old quarterback?
Well, we already learned that. I think it was Slay. Slay said, oh, yeah, he's fine.
Mark says Jake Elliott. Jake Elliott seems to be great at everything.
Right.
That's what everyone says. He's the most competitive, most He likes to do commercials with Prime.
We had a Jake Elliott sighting last week around the baseball field, so you know what I mean, it's getting there.
Devon says Chauncey. Bob says Gabe Hall.
What?
Okay.
You want to know Gabe Hall?
Darren says, most interesting, I say Huff because I really want to know if we actually got a younger version of Reddick or if he was just a flash in the pan.
That's a good one.
Some really good answers there. Todd says, Nye Smith seems to be an interesting character.
I don't like the way he talks.
Whoa, Todd. He's like, yo, I was trying to go on your podcast, but then that dude that was trying to say that James Bradbury's most interesting. Why are you
gonna- Is it the way he talks? The way he talks, I don't. I guess it's like young people talk. I don't know. I'm trying to understand it.
I think he checked out the show because when he saw us, he acted like he knew us.
Oh, so I just want to know.
I'm fans, but now Tim says he wants.
No, I just want to know what he said. I don't know. Yo, I'm not hip with the terms.
If you look, watch his interview. His interviews, he's got an office voice, and he's got a.
Oh, I know.
Show voice. I
know. Oh no!
Now we got to go out and watch that. He says there was a Primo sighting in this, maybe, or because we were all standing together, so we might have got
all it. Of us might have been there. Yeah.
Most interesting. Mark says that's my opinion. Everybody, it's my opinion. My opinion.
That's Gail.
It's my opinion. Bob says the last time a rookie led the league in picks, Marcus Smith. Most take a couple of years. Mm. You know, the most interesting, AJ is an interesting cat, too. He keeps me on my toes. So sure. Sometimes he posts some stuff. I'm like, I don't. Can you elaborate? But Anthony
said, the most interesting that he did this past summer was call up WIP. That
was wild.
That was interesting.
That was like, you know, AJ is on WIP right now. Anthony says Gale and Prime shout out to Anthony for the update on that. This is the last one. I saved it for the last because I'm gonna leave it on a positive note. This is the Doug Peterson Award, which goes to the coach that most likely from their brain power and knowledge, they get us back to the Super Bowl. It doesn't have to be a head coach. It could be a position coach. It could be offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. But the Doug Peterson Award, shout out to Doug Peterson for the wine. This is celebrating the Super Bowl. That's what that looks like. I want to get back to that. So who's your Doug Peterson Award? Prime.
I'm gonna go with Vic Fangio, man, because you know that defense was atrocious last year. It's all about getting back to, you know, I mean, the defense that, you know, us Philadelphia Eagles fans are accustomed to seeing, and that's that attack, attack, attack. Not look stupid, not look, you know what I mean, lost, not looking like you don't know how to play the game of football. I'm looking forward to the defense, you know, being up there in the top 10 category, something I missed, you know what I mean, just like going back to for like the past 5 years when it comes to fantasy football, I'm always picking the Eagles defense as my defense. And then last year, very confident, so confident, and then it ended up going the way it did. Yeah, so I think Vic Fangio is going to go ahead and definitely come in here and show these guys, show the world, you know, this is that defense that, you know, they need to be, they are known to be, and, you know, it's going to go ahead and put us back on the top.
Pete Nathan said none of them, so this put him in the bathroom moment is brought to you by 4th and John. So Pete goes in the bathroom. Shout out to Todd for a second in that. who is your Dougie P Award go to?
I'm gonna go with Stoutland. The reason I'm going with Stoutland because he's actually a part of the running game as well. It has to get better. It has to get better with the running game, putting everything together. Kelsey's not here anymore. Not walking through that door. Well, he is walking through the door to just work out, and hang out, and mentor. But Stoutland, I mean, I feel like he is the integral. He is the main reason why I think a lot of these teams in the past, like what 8-9 years, we've kept a boat afloat because of Jeff Stoutland. So I think he would.
See, this is interesting answers because this is definitely it pulls different parts of, like, you talked about Fangio, you talked about Stoutland. I think I'm to go different. I guess Kellen Moore has got to be that guy. If Kellen Moore can't get this offense, well, I'm going to say he will get this offense back to where it needs to be. I think explosive runs was the thing. We didn't have last in the league in explosive runs. We have Saquon Barkley.
That's also Stoutland.
Well, I mean, calling the plays, from under center, it needs to look different. So I think you're looking at what our offense looked like last year. It needs to look different. It needs to keep the defensive on their toes. So I do think if to get to that moment, I think our offense has got to be explosive. It's got to be spectacular.
I have a question though. It only can get better from here, right? Because last year was just dumb. So it only can get better. But do you think that Nick's going to be involved?
I mean, Nick's got to get his shit together. This goes without doubt.
Right.
He's got to get his shit together for them to get there too. But I'm just saying, I don't know. Anthony says, I know Vic is not Jim Johnson, but he has that old head, no nonsense about him. Hopefully we get great results. Yeah. Oh God, Pete, what is wrong?
Pete, what is wrong with him?
Yo, put him in the bathroom.
I'll put him in the bathroom. Take his head and throw it in the toilet and flush it. Like, yo, what the hell's wrong with him?
Yo, nah, hey Primo, Spartan his ass.
Coming to chest. Too much sazon in his food. Too much seasoning.
Good Lord.
But talk about seasoning. The food is going to be crazy seasoned out in Brazil. That's going to be the best food ever. So if you're trying to go on a trip to Brazil, shout out to Philly Sports Trips. If you're looking to book a trip, go to phillysportstrips.com. Make sure you follow them at Sports Trips PHL for more information. I think it's going to be an amazing trip. It's going to be the weather's going to be great. We're stopping at Rio first and then Sao Paulo for the first game of the season. So I mean, if you want to watch the Eagles win, you have to go to Brazil to do that. Am I doing a good job selling this trip?
You are.
I'm trying to paint the picture for you. I'm trying to paint the picture of you guys on your knees begging your wives
to let me go.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Don't start.
Right. Yeah, don't even. You're going to get us in the fight, man. You're going to mess around sleeping on the couch.
Don't start.
Just call me. I'll FaceTime you.
Hell no. That's even worse.
You the wrong person. I'm going to call. Jen, you let Tim go.
I was like, yo, Tim just called you collect from, United States. And I'll be looking, okay, I'm not picking that up. So shout out to Philly Sports Trips. If you want to book a trip, phillysportstrips.com. I know some random person in the comments said they're selling their trips to Brazil. I don't know why. Maybe they can't go.
His wife found out they were going.
I think we want to thank everybody in the chat for showing up. And giving us some comments and being locked in. They had some OTA practices. Beat writers weren't around today, so you're not really going to get anything until it's going to be a couple practices. So everyone's going to start making up stuff and put out there that Kenny Pickett is looking better than Jalen Hurts again. Okay. So
you know what's crazy they saying that is I'm glad they can come up with that. We all know that was a Steeler fan that said that shit. Because that's blasphemy, bro. Quit, stop it. I mean, if he is good, because he's a good number two. He's just, come on. Annoying.
Man. Anthony says, I already like the motion Moore is installing for getting some answers. If he wins this year, it's going to be hard to let Moore walk. I want Hurts to have stability. Bro, they've set Hurts up for success.
Yeah.
This ain't Daniel Jones offense. They got some players around here. But before we get out of here, shout out to Conch Hawk Italian Bakery for supporting the tailgates all these years. Check out Conch Hawk and Italian Bakery for all their baked goods. But the tomato pies are banging. Shout out to Bud Light for supplying all the suds for all the tailgates that you drink for $3.99 at a tailgate. That's Bud Light. Shout out to them for supporting us. Shout out to Red Bulls for giving the tailgate wings as well. Shout out to Hollywood Hearn and shout out to Big Hollis in the building. Or not in the building, but shout out to Hollis Thomas. Anything else from anything you I'm gonna give you last week we did your most unpopular take. Just give me your say it with your chest take. Something you got to get off your chest before we get out here.
Shout out to Canada Dry for that fruit splash. This right here, busted. Okay, busted. I'm not gonna say. You know what? It's juice.
If we're going to say shit with our chest, that is the most stupidest shit you could have ever done, disrespecting ginger ale like that, man.
Hey, tell him it's your opinion. It's my opinion.
Well, it's my opinion to let him know that's stupid.
Yo, right.
Listen, no. Hold on. Because this
the is fact that this you called more. Root beer juice last week.
First of all, it is juice. It tastes delicious. And it's actually, they made root beer for medicine. It's like it cures you. Facts.
Yo, I told my coworkers last week, as we're all eating lunch.
What's that?
About your take from last week. I said my co-host told me, they said that was the dumbest take they've ever heard. I'm telling you, look, I said your opinion, right? So they're lawyers. Some of them are lawyers. So they started breaking it down analytically. They're like, it's made from a root. And it's like, how can it be juice? I said, that's the most lawyer answer that I've ever heard. And I said, I'm going to tell Tim about that. So they said your take was garbage.
They would have still won the case.
No. Root beer is juice.
It is not juice. But I'm going to second Tim's the cranberry ginger ale.
Oh, my God, man. Here y'all go.
But they also got a grape version, Primo.
I tasted the grape version. I tasted the blackberry version. But that version that he just showed right there.
That's fruit
that's
split?
Change your life.
That's juice.
Hold on. He is so you know, he's a Canada Dry person. That's all this ginger ale, that's all this man drinks. So I was like, yo, I'm gonna bring this on the show, and it reversed on me.
Disappointment.
Wow.
Disappointment, bro. That's juice.
Wow. Okay. Thanks, Gail. Thanks for having my back.
Yeah. It is banging, but root beer is not juice. Perk says Jalen will win league and Super Bowl MVP. We're going to go back to this. We're going to say
talking to existence, bro. Talking.
Yes, sir.
You're talk right. Todd says juice is extracted from a fruit or something.
Oh, boy, man. Here we go. We're going into a whole different topic. Where do you go, Tim?
Tell me.
Yo, it's like, but all right, quick question, though. And people who are in the chat. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Here we go.
Why are we using the hot dog? Why are we using the glizzy?
I'm just asking.
It's not.
I believe it's not. I believe a hot dog is a hot dog.
If it was a sandwich, root beer is a sandwich.
Root beer is juice.
Um, Mr. Cross says no.
no Pete, hesitation.
Pete says Canada Dry with some whiskey is bussing.
Yeah, facts.
Pete, your take don't even matter anymore, bro. Kick rock.
Darren also says no. A hot dog is not a sandwich. Prime, what's your with your chest take before we get out of here?
I mean, yeah, the fact that Tim decided to bring that juicy, fruity drink onto the show, but nah, man, like
yeah, when?
Let's see, say it with my chest, I'm gonna go back to the very first category, slay, man. You know what I mean? Get your shit together, bro. All right. I'm already in the doghouse. You know what I mean? Yeah, I probably ain't gonna get no pudding this year, you know what I mean, from Jen. It's all good. But yo, if you're gonna come leading the team, come you know what I mean, come a little bit more aggressive this year, man, because you know what I mean, I appreciate you, I really do, but you know, I just see a little downfall and I need to see it go the opposite way this year. So there, I said it.
Put him in the bathroom.
I'm going to bat for myself, man. You don't even got to.
You see what happened when he left? It all went downhill.
What?
Much we need him. The people out here.
Not one time that I say I wanted him to go. I want him to come back being that guy. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. I want Slay here. I do. But I need the Slay that was here the first couple years. I need that dog, man. That's all I'm saying.
Age? Are you saying age has to do with it?
Nah, not saying that at all. Not saying that at all. His playing, his decision making, his, you know what I mean, I don't want him depending on too many people. I want him to play the game, you know, his way, what he's known for.
Right there? You see this right here? That's exactly what happened. He had a knee injury the entire year. So a healthy Slay, he'll be back.
But that's your opinion. You just say that's my opinion.
Yeah. That is my opinion.
You got to do it like this, though. That's my opinion.
say what you chest take.
Yeah.
This for all you people out here doing yard work. I used to think about my mom. She would plant plants and flowers and stuff in the yard, and then some deer ate half our yard yesterday. Mm-hmm. I have never in my life been as angry at a deer. I have. I'm like, now I get it, but I'm saying this yard work is for the birds. That put me through the roof.
Yeah, you'll be out there tomorrow doing them. It's okay.
I'm like, should we put up a fence now? Keep these out here eating my.
You got deer and rabbits.
You're gonna go through that phase. Is that you put one thing up or you do one special project? You're gonna be wanting more and more projects as time goes on.
I'm telling you, I ain't never been mad at a deer before, but I'm mad.
I only caught a deer in my yard one time, man, and that motherfucker cleared the fence like nothing first thing in the morning. He's gone.
So the chat has other say with your chest takes. Pete says, Calais Campbell, we need Calais Campbell to save our season. See, he didn't even start yet. But that's his take. That's his opinion.
Headlock.
Todd says, AJ will lead the league in yards and touchdowns. Oof. Mark said Slay is gonna be ready.
I hope so, bro. I hope so.
Let's see. Rack Shack, his say with your chest take. Eagles need to get Justin Simmons, Calais Campbell. Also gotta beat the D Hull moment. Eagles get 12 wins and clinch the NFC's number one spot. Look at that.
Pete, read that.
Anthony says Pete Nathan is a fatalist fan.
Those emojis is crazy.
Mark Bird, say what your chest take. Eagles start 10-1 again.
Hmm. But man, how would you feel in a stretch? How would you feel if a stretch of a 10-1 like that? I guess it would depend on. How would you feel if we were 10-1 and we're going down a stretch like that again? Not saying that they're going to go bad, but are you a little worrisome in your head?
Nah, I think the way that our schedule was set up last year was so crazy. I still can't believe the NFL did that to the Eagles. I think we went through Murderer's Row, and by the time we got through Murderer's Row, this team was beat up and exposed by the way that our scheme was set up. I think after the 49ers, even the Eagles player said it. Once the 49ers figured us out, everybody used the same blueprint. By then, everyone was banged up, and
but we didn't change ours.
I mean, we could, and then instead of we did change our, we changed our defensive scheme, which was even worse. That was the dumbest thing that I've ever seen us do.
I didn't like that.
Think about it. Your team, you won all these games, right? Mm-hmm. Your defensive quarter. How many games did your defensive quarter lose?
Before
what's his name got laid off? I mean, got fired, our defensive coordinator. He lost how many games? His first year defensive coordinator lost how many games? And he lost his job.
One. He lost one game, wasn't it?
A couple games. How many did he lose before he got let go?
We were 10. I can't remember.
I think it was one. I think it was one. I'm just saying. But I don't think about that.
Right.
But again, appreciate you guys in the comments. We appreciate y'all. Hopefully we'll get some real news. We're not gonna be doing any of these fake news stuff out here. making up stuff for clickbait. Yeah, I'll be getting mad I'll be checking YouTube for some real stuff sometimes. And some of the titles are the fakest things out there. I'm just saying that's also my chest take.
His opinion. Got nothing better to do. One thing I will say though, we for from John and we for the people. So that's okay. What it's about.
So last word before we get out of here, Tim. What's your last word?
I just said my last one. I'll say it again. This is for from John. And this is for the real people. You know what I'm saying? People from the streets. The real Eagle fans, man. We appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. In the comments, and we just do this because it's fun, man, and we're enjoying it. So I know root beer is not juice. I'm just saying it, a joke. It's okay. Calm down.
Yeah, you ain't gonna live that one down. But Prime, what's your last word before we get out of here?
My last word is my wife just texted me and told me to say it with my chest. I'm getting ready to end this shit already. All right, because I gotta get upstairs to the kids. But I want to go ahead and thank y'all for tuning in. Also, a big thank you to everybody that contributed to the Eagles Autism Challenge. We still got 3 days left. Anything and everything is highly appreciated. Reached our goal, but you know what I mean? A little bit more is very thankful. So, you know what I mean? Enjoy y'all week. See y'all on the next one. Go Birds.
Bob asked Tim, did you win your cheerleading?
Yes, we did. We won state. We are going to California in July. So, damn. Yeah, we won.
Going to California in July.
Going to California in July. So, yeah, that and it's going to be a busy week for me, man. So, she got to win that one, and then we win that one. We're going to Florida. So, hopefully it's not football season. I'm hoping. They be putting these dates out here. It's crazy.
Apparently,
right? I love being a father.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean? I'm with you there, bro.
I asked him to give me his best cheer. I know he got a cheer memorized, but I don't want you to put it on the spot like that. Shout out to everyone who donated for the Eagles Autism Challenge. Again, it's a great opportunity. I think if you're an Eagles fan, a diehard, it's one of the best events to go to. So we try to tell you about any diehard events that go on. Shout out to Brian Dawkins, his diehard event, which would be his event on June 2nd. Hey, if you want to come out to that, this is you don't get these opportunities, especially if you live close. This is a great opportunity to meet Eagles legends. It's a great opportunity. Last word before we get out of here. Thank you guys again. I think I'm ready for some real football. Ready for some real news. I'm hoping that this Eagle squad, I'm giving all the positive energy. Prove us wrong. Players that we've talked about, so many players, prove us wrong. And work hard, and then let's go win the Super Bowl. Yeah, I said it.
Let's go.
This team got to win the Super Bowl. We'll see you guys in the next one. As always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.